It's quiz time, gang. 800-955-KLOS. All right, we're going to play Who's Singing That Beatles Song to get yourself a pair of tickets to see Rain, a tribute to the Beatles at the Pantages Theater. And this is a bonus. Now, not only are you going to get a pair of tickets to see Rain, if you guess who's singing this Beatles song, but the guitar player of the band playing this Beatles song is going to come to your house and deliver a pizza right to your front door. All right? Huh? We deliver here on Breakfast of the Beatles. So we're going to play this cover. You're going to tell me who's singing it. And this will be good if you're a fan of this band. Yeah, the guitar player is going to come to your house and bring you pizza. I'll give you a little hint. This band is from California. They had a hit single that got to number 11 on the Billboard charts in 1966, and they once rented on Mockingbird Lane. Here's your song. All right, we do have a winner. I do believe it's Beetle Gary. Beetle Gary, are you there?
I'm here.
Where are you calling us from, Gary?
Los Angeles.
So tell everybody, who's singing that Beatles song?
That would be the Standells.
The Standells, absolutely. How did you know that, Gary?
Well, when you alluded to the Mockingbird Lane, I was sure I was correct because I remember...
You remember the Standells when they invaded the Munsters' home?
Yes.
That was great. That, remember, that was the one where Grandpa was grooving to the music and the smoke was coming out of his ears as the Standells were grooving them.
Absolutely.
And Herman did a little beat poetry.
Yes.
Life is good, life is earnest. When you're cold, turn up the furnace, I believe. Beetle Gary, we have a little surprise for you here. Not only did you win yourself a pair of tickets to see Rain, a tribute to the Beatles at the Pantages, you're getting a pizza delivered to your front door from Tony Valentino, the guitar player of the Standells, who's on the other line right here. Gary, say hi to Tony.
Tony, hello.
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Hey, look at that. He's singing for you.
Excellent.
Hey, Tony Valentino, good morning. Welcome to Breakfast with the Beatles.
Good morning. I got three beautiful girls who want to say good morning to you too, Chris.
Great.
Good morning, Chris Carter. Hilda.
Look at this.
My daughter and two girlfriends, Maria and Hannah, over here, they were standing by.
Nice. And you're cooking them breakfast, are you, Tony?
Cooking breakfast for them, yes.
What a guy. What a guy. So, Gary, tell Tony when you would like your pizza.
Whenever it's convenient for him.
Then it would be okay with me.
Gary, how about that? One of the Standells is delivering a pizza to your house. Is your mind blown or what?
It's completely blown.
All right. So tell us about your version of Eleanor Rigby real quick. Why did you guys decide to cover Eleanor Rigby?
Well, we were doing a bunch of cover tunes, so we decided, I really love the song, and everybody did. So we decided to record it and put it on the Hot Ones, because we recorded other cover songs. We did some songs from The Loving Spoonful, The Stones, and different bands.
And you also, I believe, when you were on the Munsters, you guys played a Beatles song, right?
Yeah, they made us do a Beatles song. Otherwise, they wouldn't let us be on.
Well, listen, Tony Valentino of the Standells, thank you so much for helping us along on this.
And let us know what kind of pizza do you like, okay? And then we'll bring you a great pizza.
Nice. I'm going to put both you guys on hold so you can discuss your pizza order. And we're going to get back to music right here. It is tax time, isn't it, ladies and gentlemen? How about a little short money set for your Sunday morning right here? 95.5 KLOS.